Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let it go for a minute. Let it go for a minute. Chris has never heard it. This is great.
Watch the hair come back up again. I'm the guy with the best chance to win. And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran up here roller skates.
Yeah, totally.
He really was the only white guy that really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I going to do? Corn Pop was waiting for three guys with basic blades.
Oh.
Yeah. So I walked. I want to hear the Corn Pop you won't stop.
Yeah, that's
corn
the
pop
yeah, can't it's stop. Coming, it's coming, coming.
It's coming right up.
He said, okay. My heart began to beat again. Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop, he won't stop. Yeah. Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop, he won't stop.
It's got a good beat on
you
it,
know what
though,
is
really.
The best thing about that song is the honest reaction that people have. Like, Rachel was just honestly dancing.
This is one of my favorite
songs. It's got a
songs.
Good beat
like,
to it.
Not ironically, not like honestly, like dancing to the music and singing along.
I can see you moving
I can't
your
believe
you
never heard that.
Never.
I can't believe that is it's a classic. Yeah. It's one of the few great things that 2020 has given
we'll
us.
We'll probably be hearing that for the next 2.5 years while Joe Biden's president.
We said that on election night. We were like, we're either going to play this for the last time ever or you're going to hear it every single day.
Yeah,
you guys
absolutely.
Missed that joke. We
Did
were going to be playing that for the next 2.5 years while Joe Biden's president.
Got it. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's the kind of humor you can hear every Saturday on the Weekend Report.
Well, tuning in for that.
Pretty ageous.
Can't wait.
So Dave is out today and for the rest of the week taking his Thanksgiving break. I'm hosting today. I'm Tony. Hello. Andrew and Rachel are hosting tomorrow as we are doing our Thanksgiving Christmas music extravaganza. And then I will be back on Friday. Chris Arps,
Corn
my
pop.
Partner from the Weekend Report, is sticking around for one more segment with us. Thanks, buddy, for helping us out today. And I know you're going to be back with me on Friday.
You're going to give me my keys back?
Thank you so much.
After the segment's over?
As soon as we're done.
I can leave?
Yep. Before we get into headlines, Rach, is something that's... I think an amazing video on the blog right now.
Yeah, so we have video of a drone shot off of a Miami beach, and a guy is just swimming in the ocean on his back, and he is being circled by a hammerhead shark. It is absolutely crazy.
Have you seen this video, Chris?
Ooh. I have not. I'm looking at it now.
And the guy is totally unsuspecting, no idea what's going on. He even raises his hand and gives a thumbs up to the drone, like, it's so fun out here.
So have you seen this video?
No. Oh, gosh.
This is a huge shark.
I of course, am looking up to see whether hammerheads eat, you know, are they harmless to humans or not?
I think they're man-eaters.
Yeah, I don't think they're harmless.
No. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. Most hammerhead species are fairly small, considered harmless. Hmm. However, the great hammerhead's enormous size and fierceness make it potentially dangerous, though few attacks have actually been recorded.
This shark is way bigger than the...
Dangerous.
Way bigger than the swimmer.
So it's the bigger kind. They're so scary looking.
And he's literally circling him. Like, when the video starts, he's swimming in a straight line, and when he gets to the swimmer, he starts swimming around him. And it is funny that the guy thinks that the drone is just,
man.
Like,
hi,
taking
hi, sir.
Beautiful
hi.
Pictures of the ocean. He's like, hey!
You're about to be lunch!
There apparently is an international shark attack file. And humans have been subject to 17 documented unprovoked attacks by hammerhead sharks.
There you go.
He might be...
He might
18.
Be one of the
I
great,
hope not.
Whatever you call them, the great hammerheads, because it's he's not a little guy.
Yeah, the big ones. This yeah, is, the great is, hammerhead.
What do you think God was thinking about when he designed the hammerhead shark?
He's creative.
Guess so.
Also, up on the DGS blog, you can see video of the monolith in the desert, which Sue says is an art installation,
but we think
it's probably aliens.
I'm going with aliens.
Aliens, the only logical explanation.
It's the only logical.
You can also go to the blog to listen to the Bigfoot play or get the 2020 winter forecast from Dave Murray if you didn't hear that. So
and
there's
where,
lots of good stuff.
And where is the blog?
971talk.com/Glover.
That's right. Go and check it out. And Rach, take it away with headlines.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Earn points on everything for those big holiday meals with the Schnucks Rewards app. Download it today. I just did all of my Thanksgiving grocery shopping at Schnucks last weekend, and I cashed in my rewards points, and I only paid $46
for
everything.
Oh, there you go, Rachel.
It was pretty cool.
Nice. Are grocery stores, this is a dumb question, are they as crowded as they usually are right before Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Has COVID had any?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes.
Yeah, it's still crazy there right now.
I actually have to go by the store tonight to get milk because I forgot that, and I am not looking forward to it.
Yeah,
so.
Don't go to a grocery store.
Yeah, might just go to Quick Trip for
that.
There you go. See if they have a fountain soda waiting for me.
That's a smart move. Yeah, by the way, I've gotten more reports that, yes, indeed, at least at that one Quick Trip in North County, there are fountain sodas available. Hopefully that is a signal that the county is back, because I haven't gotten
that.
A fountain soda in St. Louis County for months.
I miss that.
Me too.
Little small pleasures like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is something for the Trump administration legacy. A rule change is giving new hope to people waiting for an organ transplant. The feds say that a broken system is being improved. So right now, there are nonprofit groups that collect organs from donors and bring it to transplant centers. They are called organ procurement organizations, and they have like a monopoly over all of these government designated territories, and they currently self-report their data. But the federal government, the Trump administration, is putting a new like standardized reporting process into place that's really going to improve the system and make many more organs available for transplant. So basically, they were all doing their own thing and things were falling through the cracks. Mm. And they would have to eventually dispose of certain organs that weren't getting used, which is absolutely heartbreaking. So they've put this new system in place to hopefully fix all of those issues. So this is really, really good news and great for
that is
everybody.
Wow.
That is. You know, there's plenty of things to not like Donald Trump for, but things like that and the right to try initiative that he put in place are things that I hope don't get undone.
Can I tell a quick story?
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
As you all know, a good friend of mine, Sherman Thompson Parker, is a state rep. He died back in 2008. We found out over the summer that his lungs were used for a double lung transplant for a guy that lived in Kentucky. And so he kind of got in touch with us. We got in touch with Sherman's daughter, and they've kind of have met.
That's
and
really
it's such
cool.
A great story is when she found out that Sherman's daughter was going to college this year, is she sent her a year's worth of checks, $100 for each month of the year.
That's
and she
really
said
sweet.
She'll do that for her as long as she's in college.
Oh,
so yeah, that is a really heartwarming story.
That is cool.
Young guy cut down in the prime of life, and his lungs went to a 60-year-old man who was dying literally.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, those videos always kill me whenever it's like someone got a heart transplant or something and the family meets the recipients.
Oh,
hug them and listen to the heartbeat.
Well, hopefully this new initiative by Trump will make more stories like
that. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of Donald Trump, Twitter says that it will give the @POTUS account to Joe Biden on Inauguration Day. I don't think that's going to be much of a fight given that he uses @RealDonaldTrump. Anyway, is it @RealDonaldJTrump?
It might be.
It always just auto-populates anytime I need to look.
Does he retweet everything on the POTUS account too, or are they completely separate? Nobody checks the POTUS account.
I don't think he really retweets.
Seriously.
Oh no, there he goes retweeting. Okay.
There you go.
And the White House gets retweeted as
so
well.
So if he...
I don't even know if I follow POTUS. How terrible is that?
So wait a minute.
I don't. I follow Donald J. Trump, but not POTUS.
Well, that's the one.
Same thing.
That's the only one that matters. So I wonder if when he tweets something that gets flagged by Twitter, if he retweets it from the official President of the United States Twitter account, if they flag that also.
Yeah,
are they literally flagging the official account?
I'm scrolling through now trying to find one of his flagged tweets.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. That's and I wonder, he may not retweet.
Oh, here we go. So he retweeted on October 11th something that violated the Twitter rules about spreading misleading and potentially harmful information.
And they flagged it on the official president?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
All right, moving on here.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled this story because it kind of reminded me of President Trump. The Weeknd has been shut out of the Grammy Awards, and he called them corrupt. So he was like this front runner for everything, but then didn't get nominated for a single award. So he released a statement saying that the Grammys remained corrupt. You owe me, my fans, and the industry transparency, .. He actually tweeted this. So he's demanding answers.
He's demanding answers.
Well,
and that's...
You know,
go ahead, Sue.
Part of the story behind that was that he was, since he's doing the Super Bowl so close to the Grammys, apparently they said, you're going to have to choose.
Right.
And he was like, I'll do the Super Bowl.
And you think maybe the Grammys said, well, then we're not going to nominate
you. And that's
you
why
for
he's
anything.
Asking for transparency rather than,
And then they're claiming, like, well, that wasn't even publicly known until after we yada-da-da-da,
exactly.
So they're trading back and forth.
Can somebody explain to me what he's doing, the whole stunt that he's doing right now with the bandages and...
You know, I'll give it a try. I'm probably
so,
way off.
Do you know what we're talking about, Sue?
No, I'm going in.
So The Weeknd, the performer, he's been going to... He's made making all of his public appearances lately with fake... injuries all over his face, wearing bandages and having makeup people make it look like he's all beat up. His most recent song, in the video he gets beat up, and so it looks like he's kind of continuing the story from his latest video, but that still doesn't I still don't get it. So,
wow, I don't get it either. Rachel, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I thought it was curious. His latest song. Like, I think, I'm going to sound so old. I think it's called Blinding Lights.
Yeah, it's
I
a
think
great
you're right.
song.
Okay.
That's the one that's out now.
And apparently it's about, like, drinking and driving.
Yeah.
And so to give the message that drinking and driving is bad, and in the video he escapes from a car crash, he's wearing the bandages as, like, a drunk driving awareness thing.
Gotcha.
That's what I picked up from the article I skimmed, but there's probably a Gen Z kid out there right now like, you are so
No, I think that makes
wrong.
Sense because in that video, he's drinking and he gets beat up by, like, bouncers in a nightclub and gets into a drunk driving car accident. So that makes sense, actually. It's still weird that he, because apparently it's full-blown method acting. Like, when he goes out, he acts like the injuries are real.
Yeah.
So
kind of
I think
strange.
We're making progress because he didn't say it was racist.
Well.
So we're making progress.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's good.
Did he do that in the past?
No, I just...
Just the 2020, just the 2020 vibe.
It's corrupt.
Well, that's what it reminded me when you said that he said it was corrupt. Like, that's the 2020 vibe these days.
Yeah,
it's like,
just like making accusations.
Yeah, if I don't get an award or if I don't win something or I don't get my way, it's not just because I lost or wasn't good enough. It's because I was cheated and there was people...
Right.
That's just what we do now.
A word that I'm always going to associate, like, with, like, the election. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, oh, it's corrupt.
Yeah.
Fortnite is apparently returning to iPhones. I guess it had been taken off for a while. I've never played the game. Couldn't tell you a thing about it. I know there is dancing and shooting. But if you have a kid who likes Fortnite, get ready because they're going to be playing it on their phone now when they're away from the... gaming console, computer. I am going to stop talking.
I feel really old right about now in this segment.
I I've never tried Fortnite.
Final story here. Mm-hmm. Downsized Thanksgiving plans are putting small turkeys in high demand.
Yeah,
and a lot
Sue.
Of farms can't meet those requirements. Like Sue said, she ended up with a 14-pound turkey. It's probably a lot for the four people, but you're going to have plenty of leftovers, right?
That's right. That's the upside. Because I did say, I will take the smallest one. And she'd said, well, that would be a hen. And they are 10 to 14 pounds.
Wow. A lot of people are just doing the turkey breast.
I've seen that.
Smaller quantity.
Yeah,
but I like dark meat.
Yeah, right? I know.
I got to have some dark meat.
I think that's what we're doing. I think Christine got only the... I know that she did not get a full turkey.
Okay.
So I will have to see, but I... Yeah,
well, at this point,
I'm worried about that.
I understand.
Because I'm a dark meat person.
Here's the good
also.
News. I will have plenty to let you have.
All right, we got to take another break. Chris, thank you so much
for your
help today, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my friend. We're going to take a quick break, and we are going to play the National Day Challenge a little early because it's the last day that most of the staff is here, so we're going to be done when we get back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Dave Glover Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of my favorite Thanksgiving songs.
Right? Oh, Andrew's in the studio, and this, I truly feel bad about this to this day. Do you know what I'm going to say?
I do.
About the Shrine broadcast?
I do. Now, see, here's the thing. My feelings were hurt, but you weren't entirely wrong. Right? But I also didn't know you like
I know
you now.
Do you know any of this story?
No.
Do you know any of this story?
We weren't really bros like we are now.
Right.
Now, if you did it, I wouldn't have my feelings hurt, and I would be like, yeah, you know what, you're right. But
I was
touchy back then.
Before Rachel was producing, right?
I know that he played AC/DC during the Christmas show.
We were at the
poor reviews.
We were at the show.
But that's all I know.
Figure. We were doing a Christmas, one of our Christmas toy drive shows from the Our Lady of the Snows Shrine. And so we're all out there at the shrine. Andrew's in here running the board, doing a thankless job. And he starts the show with Highway to Hell.
No. No, it's worse than that, actually. It's worse than that. Not to bring everybody down, but this was the day of the Sandy Hook shooting.
Oh.
And we were every time we do a remote broadcast, I run the board. And we use AC/DC, Back in Black. It's what Dave likes to hear for his remote broadcasts. And so I usually just run down the track list. And track one on Back in Black is Hell's Bells.
Oh, that's what it was.
So that's what it was.
It wasn't Highway to Hell. You're right. It was Hell's Bells.
I played Hell's Bells.
Which is even worse.
Which is worse.
So here we are.
Well,
at
the same.
The
I don't know if it's worse. It's the same.
Right. We're at the shrine.
Either way, you're going to
it's,
hell.
It's not good either
it's
way.
It's Christmas.
You're on your
and,
way or you're there.
You know, all the... What are they? Like they're not monks, but all the people
priests.
That work there.
Yeah.
Are
I don't think they're
there's
monks.
Another word. Though.
I don't think they're monks.
No, there's
besides
another word
priests?
For what they are. Yes, but
okay.
Anyway.
The priory.
They're, you know, looking at us.
Yes.
You know, oh, look at the broadcast. It's about to go on the air.
Oh,
and we
no.
start with and I say
bow, 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 bow,
and I say
bow, bow,
off the air. We weren't on the air yet, but he can hear me because of the talkback.
Sure. We were on the air.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were.
I don't think. Okay. Well, anyway, I called him a buffoon.
Oh, I'm so
now
sorry.
Now I kind of remember this
story. I said, oh, what a buffoon. And to this day, I feel terrible about that. And I know it hurt his feelings when I said it.
Yeah,
and
it's okay. I
again apologize.
I gave you some sass back in the talkback.
Which I deserved.
Which I shouldn't have done, because then I think that went out over the air. It's like me being a baby about it. Because you can kind of hear the talk back over the mic, and I was like, tell Tony if he has a problem, he can come in here and run the board himself.
I'm going to guess we've not been invited back to the...
No, they loved it.
Yeah, okay. We were back many times.
They loved it.
We were back good. Many times.
They were into it.
All right, so we are going to play the National Day Challenge a little early this week, because tomorrow is, of course, the Christmas music extravaganza. And then on Friday, I will be here live, but Dave and Rachel and Andrew and Sue, everybody will be out. So we normally play this on Fridays, but we're going to play it today. Every week, I look back at the various national days on the National Day calendar and put together a little trivia game regarding all of those days. And the thing about this week's game, it is the shortest game we've ever played by questions. There's only 7 questions this week, but... there are more points on the line than there ever has been, including the biggest single point question we've ever had, which is question number 7.
Okay.
Which has a ton of points. So it's a little bit shorter as far as questions are concerned, but there is a ton of points available in this week's game.
Let's do it.
I'm stalling because I'm trying to find a pen and write down.
I've got a Mickey pen over here.
We're good. Rachel, Sue, Andrew. All right, here we go. Question number 1, National Day Challenge, week of 11/22/20.
I don't have to hear that stupid bell.
Oh, that's a good point. You want it?
No.
I'll take it.
You want
no,
it?
No, okay. Don't use it. Oh, darn it.
This is the worst.
It is. It always okay.
Well, I'm not good at this game, so you may not have to hear it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Unbelievably, this week had 2 days that were only celebrating one thing. Typically, every day is at least 3 or 4 things, and I've seen days that have had like 10 things.
It's like when they push back a movie release so it doesn't have to deal with a Star Wars movie or whatever.
Right, yeah.
It's like that. They're like, let's get this away from Thanksgiving.
Exactly. So
people can really focus on National Hot Dog Day.
So Sunday was one of these days that only had one. It's the only national one day thing. I need you for this first question to fill in the blank about what day it was. So, ready?
Okay.
Sunday was National Cranberry Blank Day.
Oh.
Andrew?
Juice.
No.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Sauce.
No.
Sue.
National
Cranberry.
Could I have
Harvest?
Said,
no.
Could I have said sauce anymore? Sauce.
Sauce. Sauce.
Go ahead.
Pie.
No.
Dang.
Well, we've gone through all of
Rachel.
Us.
Rachel.
I'll give everybody 2 guesses. No.
National
Sue.
Cranberry. Appreciation Day?
Relish.
Oh! You should have said bread.
Sunday was only National Cranberry Relish Day.
I have never had cranberry relish.
I bet it's good.
What was the date on Sunday?
Isn't
if you're ever going to create a national day, do it on November 22nd because you are only sharing that day with National Cranberry Relish Day. All right, here we go. Question number 2. Monday was National Cashew Day.
Mm.
For 1 point each, what are the 5 most popular
soup? Peanuts.
Yes.
Almonds.
Yes. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of the name of that. No, Andrew,
I'm just trying to mess you up.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Peanuts. Macadamia nut.
Oh, no.
Wow. Darn it.
You want to hit? Yep.
Almond.
She already said
almond.
All right, then.
Rach, would you like me to finish the question?
I was too concerned with dinging.
All right, I will. I will finish. Monday was National Cashew Day. For 1 point each, what are the 5 most popular types of nuts for consumption in the world? Sue said peanuts and almonds. Yep, I know. A lot of jokes, and I've got them all. There's 3 possible answers left. Most popular type of nuts for consumption.
Can I come back in?
Not until Rachel.
You know what
done.
I thought it
I'm
was.
Not going to give you any points.
I
she said peanuts and almonds.
What about pecans?
No.
There's okay. a kind of obvious
Sue,
one.
Sue, Sue, Sue.
Yeah, there's a kind of obvious
the cashew.
One.
I thought that
yeah.
was
the cashew, yeah.
Yes.
Because he's...
How the about, other how about walnuts?
Yeah, they were on
and
there.
And pistachios.
Those are the other ones. Yeah. The other three were walnuts, cashews, oh. and pistachios.
Here's why I went wrong. I Dave Glovered it and broke in too soon because I thought it
Blame
was going to be, what's in mixed nuts?
Question Help number me. Three. Sticking with nuts for 1 point each. What are the top five best-selling snack nut brands?
Sue.
Sue?
Snack nut brands, Tony.
Mm-hmm, that's it, Sue.
How about Planters?
That is one.
I like the Schnucks, although I know that's not going to be on there. How about the other one?
Oh, boy. We get a lot of multiple-point questions today. I think we're going to get a lot of
Can
the...
I hear the question? No, I
no,
can't.
No, you cannot.
Rachel, somebody else help me. I'm done.
5 seconds, Sue.
I can't
Sue.
Think of any. I can't either.
All right, Andrew.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Only because I can only go as far as I already did. Sticking okay. with nuts, for 1 point mm-hmm. each, what are the top five best-selling snack nut brands in the...
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. The pistachio one where they had the Gangnam Style guy come out and do the pistachio commercial.
I know that commercial. I don't know for what company it was, though.
It was a green... The packaging is green.
Oh,
they have them in the... They have them in the E-Mart. I think it was...
you have to know the name.
Yes, what's the
five
name?
5 seconds. Need an answer.
I appreciate your stall.
Mustachios, pistachios.
No.
Okay.
Any guesses? In the U.S. is the rest the of the question.
What about Nature Valley?
Oh, good
oh,
guess.
Oh,
no.
Is it?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Man, Nature Valley used to have these nut clusters.
Talk to me.
They were so good. Mm.
Planters number one with a bullet. Like, nobody's even close.
It's
then
fun.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Blue Diamond.
Oh, Blue
Emerald.
Diamond.
That's your
Emerald.
Company.
Oh, I thought it was Wonderful. Was the
yeah, emerald. It is Emerald. I think
and
it
then
is
Hampton Farm.
Never heard of it.
Question number four. Something going on with cranberries this week is Monday was also National Eat a Cranberry Day. For 1 point each, what are the three most eaten berries in the U.S.?
Oh, dang it.
Blueberries?
Yes.
Cranberries?
Sorry.
Soup.
Oh.
Strawberries?
Yes.
Strawberries? Blueberry.
One more.
And one more berry that I just love, and that would be...
5 seconds. 2 seconds.
Cherry?
No.
It's
would you like
really
the rest of the question, Rich?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, is that a berry?
No.
Something going on with cranberries this week is Monday. It was also National Eat a Cranberry Day. For 1 point each, what are the three most eaten berries in the U.S.? Hint,
oh,
cranberry is not on the list. Andrew, did you hear that?
I did. I did hear that one.
Cranberry is not on the list, but I didn't get that far.
Come on, Rach. I just
so
can't
they
think
said
of
strawberries and blueberries. There's 1 point left.
Oh, I'm a dummy.
Is it raspberries?
It is
yes,
raspberries.
Duh.
It is raspberries.
My mind was completely blank.
Question number five. Only 7 questions. Question number five. Today is National Jukebox Day.
Mm.
Within 10, what year was the jukebox invented?
Oh.
Andrew.
19. Within 10?
Within 10.
Yeah.
With 1940.
Oh, sorry.
Good guess. Sue.
Sue.
Within 10?
Within 10.
That takes it to 50 and down to 30. How about 1951?
No.
How about 19...
Come on, Rachel. Come on.
1889.
What? Say what?
The jukebox was invented in 1889.
Is that like
I didn't
a,
know they had music back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, right? Like there's a different thing called a jukebox.
I thought
then.
They played everything on the lute.
That's right. Pa Ingles was serenading us all.
Question number six. Today is also National Taiwan On Day. What is currently the best-selling wine brand in the U.S.?
Rachel.
Currently, Rachel.
Why don't we try Barefoot?
That is correct.
Wow.
Nice job.
Thanks.
All right, question number seven. Final question of this week's game. And there are 15 possible
Whoa.
Points on the line.
Are you serious?
Everybody's going to get a chance.
Okay.
Again, today is National Taiwan On Day. So for 1 point each, what are the 15 best-selling beers in the U.S.?
Rachel.
Mm.
Rachel.
Budweiser.
Budweiser is on the list, yes.
Bud Light.
Yep, number one.
Bam.
Let's do... Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm. Number four.
I'm already getting nervous and having a hard time thinking of beers.
Listen, I couldn't think of raspberry. I totally get it.
Let's do Coors Light.
Mm-hmm. Number two behind Bud Light. She's on a roll.
PBR has got to be in the top 15.
It is not.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Dang, there's so many obvious ones.
Michelob? Mick Ultra specifically?
No.
Sue.
I'm not going to give you that.
Okay.
Sue.
Can I buzz back in if she... There's so many left on the table.
Yeah, I
here we go, Sue.
Okay. She said Coors Light. How about just straight out Coors?
Sorry!
Rachel.
You win, by the way, Rachel.
Yeah! Bush Beer.
Bush Light.
Corona.
Michelob Ultra is on the list, but you didn't say Michelob Ultra.
You said specifically Michelob Ultra.
No, I'm not giving
you
that.
You said Michelob?
Not playing that game.
Ultra specifically?
Or Michelob, if that's okay.
Corona's on there.
Corona.
Is Natty?
Actually, Corona Extra is on here, okay. Not Corona.
I didn't know that.
Michelob Ultra. So you guys got Rachel got the top four. Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light, Budweiser, then Mick Ultra, Corona Extra, Modelo Especial, Natural Light, Busch Heineken, Keystone Light, Miller High Life, Stella Artois. Artois, excuse me.
Bud Ice.
And Bud Ice is number 15.
Yes!
Andrew. Rachel is one. We got QD.
Sorry.
I know. We're going late.
Wait, what is the score? Is she up by a million? What's the
score? She already won. She won six. She had six. You had four. Andrew had one.
Okay.
The tiebreaker, had we have needed it, was Friday is National Flossing Day. Hmm. Are you supposed to floss before or after you brush your teeth?
Sue.
Yeah.
After.
Before.
What?
Yes. But that doesn't matter because that was a tiebreaker. All right, here we go. QMD, the only way to stop Rach. The only way to steal this game.
Okay.
Back to jukeboxes for this one. Name one of the four most played songs in the history of jukeboxes.
Sue.
Andrew.
Rock Around the Clock, because it's like a Happy Days thing.
I like it.
Rock Around the Clock, like a Happy Days type thing.
Is it on there?
Happy Days type beat.
Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley in the comments.
Yeah!
Is number four. Andrew has won.
Yeah!
By I gotta stealing it in the QMB.
That was awesome.
Back with more Dave Glover Show. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The world is still shook by what just happened in the National Day Challenge. Andrew stealing the game out of nowhere at the end in the QMD. People have been asking me what were the other songs. So Andrew just answered. It was National Jukebox Day earlier this week. One of the four most played songs in the history of jukeboxes. Andrew
Rock
said,
around the clock.
It was
around
brilliant.
The clock.
It was brilliant. Okay, wait, can I ask a question,
yes.
Tony?
Uh-huh.
Is one of these songs an Elvis song?
Two of the four are Elvis songs.
Okay.
Rock Around the Clock is an Elvis? I don't know.
I don't know. Blue Suede Shoes? Oh,
Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel.
Oh, I couldn't figure out that. I was going to try to get you to let me just
and
say
then
the artist.
Crazy by Patsy Cline.
Oh.
No, it's the QMD. That's why it's supposed to be very hard.
Yeah,
you had to do
right.
Artist.
That's why, Andrew, it was brilliant.
And title. I guess I should have made you say Bill Haley in the comments, but I was so.
Yeah. It was brilliant.
I would not have said Bill Haley in the comments. I would have said Potsy.
Potsy.
I think Potsy did it.
I want to let people know that coming up just after 6 o'clock, we are going to talk to my friend Perry Woods, who has been a musician here in St. Louis for years and years and years. And I wanted to talk about this while Chris was in the room because we use Perry's music as the soundtrack for the Weekend Report. We use all Perry Woods music for our bumpers on that show. And I just want to talk to Perry about how much this year has affected entertainers, people that, and we're going to talk to comedian Greg Warren on Friday, people that rely on a stage and, you know, venues being open to earn their living. Perry, luckily, is no longer a full-time professional musician, but was for years and years and still is an active professional musician. And just talk to him about the impact that 2020 has had and what he thinks in the future. Will we ever get back to quote-unquote normal even after a vaccine? So make sure you're tuned in to that. Also, don't forget, the DGS going to be here for you tomorrow and Friday. I'll be hosting again on Friday, and tomorrow, Rach and Andrew, the big extravaganza. Go ahead and explain it.
Yes, we're going to be playing Christmas music for you guys. There will be a little chatting sprinkled in, but it's mostly we're just going to play Christmas music and get the holiday season started, get us all in the mood for Christmas time, because Thanksgiving is really the launch point for Christmas. So we're really looking forward to it. We've done it a couple of years in the past, took a break last year, and can't wait to do it again tomorrow.
Can you tease any of the special guests that might be making an appearance on the show?
Well, you and Sue and Dave. And we actually, our friend Katie Fitzpatrick is going to be on for a little bit because we're going to play her Christmas song that she recorded last year that was really, really good.
That's nice.
A little cover of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I almost said I'll Be Home for Christmas. I'm like, that's not right.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
She sounds really good. So we're going to play that tomorrow. And
that's
yeah,
cool.
I guess I'm playing Dave Murray's request too because he snuck one in during his set.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Of course, the Jimmy Buffett song. I don't think I've ever, if anybody doesn't know Katie from the Annie Fry Show's backstory, she was actually an American Idol contestant. And was like in the top 100 mm-hmm. and went to Vegas.
It's amazing.
And
she do be singing, though.
She totally do be.
When she sings, people are like, wow.
totally like, wow.
And probably would have advanced even further, except she got really, really sick while in Vegas and at the hotel and couldn't sing. And that probably stopped her from advancing further than she would have. So that's cool. I've never heard that. So.
Yeah, so we're going to have her on to do a little intro for that. And it's just going to be fun. So keep us in mind when you're, driving around or cooking Thanksgiving, whatever. We'll try to keep you entertained.
I will be for sure. All right, let's take another quick break. Back, we'll talk to Perry Woods when we get back to the Dave Glover Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.